بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في قبة نحو من 40، فقال: أترضون أن تكونوا ربع أهل الجنة؟ قلنا: نعم. قال: أترضون أن تكونوا ثلث أهل الجنة؟ قلنا: نعم. قال: والذي نفس محمد بيده، إني لأرجو أن تكون نصف أهل الجنة، فذلك أن الجنة لا يدخلها إلا نفس مسلمة، وما أنتم في أهل الشرك إلا كالشعرة البيضاء في جلد الثور الأسود أو كالشعرة السوداء في جلد الثور الأحمر. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says that we were with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a tent. And whilst we were sitting in this tent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, أَتَرْضَوْنَ أَن تَكُونُوا رُبُوعَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ? Do you wish to be quarter of the inmates of Jannah? We replied, indeed. Rasulullah then said, would you not be pleased to be one third of the people of Jannah? We said, indeed. Then Rasulullah said, Allah's qasam, I have got great hopes that you will be half of the people of Jannah. And the reason for that is that only a believing soul shall enter Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that you, in other words, this ummah, compared to the ummahs of the past, or to those who did not bring iman, those who brought iman, to those who did not bring iman, the comparison is given like one white strand of hair on the skin of a black ox. In other words, we can see how small this one white hair is compared to the remaining part of the skin of the black ox, or like a black hair on a brown ox. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly in this hadith, he is expressing his desire that his ummah must be a large part of the people of Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu first said quarter, then he increased it, he said one third, and then he increased it to said half. In fact, there's another narration that says that this ummah will be two-thirds of the people of Jannah. So ulama explained that Rasulullah some desire all the time that more and more and more of his people should enter into paradise, and his ummah must be safe from the fire of Jahannam. People must bring iman. And this was his burning worry, concern, day and night. It would please him to see a person living this world with reciting the kalima instead of dying without iman. Like the Jewish boy who was, as he was passing away, and Rasulullah went to visit him, and at that moment Rasulullah gave him da'wah to iman. He looked at his father and the father agreed, and so he left this world reciting iman, the shahada. This gave Rasulullah such happy. He said, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah who has saved him from the fire of Jahannam. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed his desire that we, that this ummah should be a large part of the inhabitants of Jannah. So again, this comparison that Rasulullah has given, that like a hair, black, white hair or black hair. So white hair on the skin of a black ox, or a black hair on the skin of a red ox. This is just to express the numbers of people from the ummah of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right till the final ummati. Obviously there will be so many people, but the remaining of the nation, because they passed away on kufr and disbelief, and they will go to Jahannam. And the most portion of Jannat will be inhabited by this ummah, or by all the believers from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the end, to the last ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. That person who is a polytheist, that person who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes shirk, Allah has made Jannat haram upon him. And such a person's abode is Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala save us. May Allah give us a strong iman. May Allah make us live with iman, die with iman, raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman. May Allah make us amongst the inhabitants of Jannah. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم القيامة دفع الله إلى كل مسلم يهودي أو نصرانيا فيقول هذا فكاكك من النار. وفي رواية عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يجيء يوم القيامة ناس من المسلمين بذنوب أمثال الجبال يغفرها الله لهم رواه مسلم. Yeah, it is mentioned in this hadith that Rasulullah said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hand over a Jew or a Christian to every Muslim and say, this is your redemption from the fire of Jahannam. Another narration says that a group of Muslims will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and they will have sins like Amsal al-Jibal, like mountains, so many sins, so many gunas, equivalent to the size of huge, heavy mountains, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them all. What is meant by that Allah Ta'ala will give each Muslim a Yahudi or Nasrani and say this is your redemption from the fire of Jahannam? Allama Nabi Rahmatullah has explained, دَفَعَ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ يَهُودِيٍ أَوْ نَصْرَانِيٍ فَيَقُولُ هَذَا فِكَاكُكُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَعْنَاهُ مَا جَاءَ فِي حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ. He says this meaning has come in another hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ مَنْزِلٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْزِلٌ فِي النَّارِ. We are in this world and we are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The result, you and I do not know whether we're going to go to Jannat or to Jahannam, but of course we make dua Allah give us Jannat and we make dua Allah protect us from Jahannam. That is why I mentioned it is sunnat masnoon dua after Fajr and after Maghrib. Make it a habit. It doesn't even take a few seconds. 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. You read this, may Allah protect us from the fire of Jahannam. So, nonetheless, each person, Allahumma Nabi Rahmatullah Ali has explained that each person has a place reserved for him. One in Jannat, and he's got a place reserved for himself in Jahannam. But, فَالْمُؤْمِنُ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ خَلَفَهُ الْكَافِرُ فِي النَّارِ. لَنَهُ مُسْتَحِقُ لِذَلِكَ بِكُفْرِ. When a mu'min takes his place in Jannah, so his other place in Jahannam now is taken by a disbeliever. Why? Because he deserved that place because of his kufr. And the believer, out of the fadl and rahmat of Allah, and because he had iman, Allah blessed him with iman, because of that, he attains Jannah. So he gets his reserved place in Jannah, and the other seat, and the other abode, that is taken by a disbeliever. وَمَعْنَا فِكَاهُكَ. What is meant by redemption? أَنَّكَ كُنْتَ مُعَرَّضًا لِدُخُولِ النَّارِ وَهَذَا فِكَاهُكَ. لأن الله تعالى قدر للنار عددا يملأها. فإذا دخلها الكفار بذنوبهم وكفرهم صاروا في معنى الفكاك للمسلمين والله أعلم. So he says redemption in this context, what does it mean? That you were presented for entry into Jahannam. Of course, if you disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lot of his kindness made it such قدر للنار عددا يملأها. Allah made a fixed number of people who will enter Jahannam and fill Jahannam. So once they fill Jahannam, there is no place for you to go to Jahannam. Allah, out of his kindness and because of iman Allah bestowed upon you, Allah gave you your place, your reserve abode in Jannat. فَإِذَا دَخَلَهَا الْكُفَّارُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ. When the disbelievers, because of their sins, the vice, the evil, the disbelief, the kufr, صَارُوا فِي مَعْنَى الْفِكَاكِ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. It is as though now they redeemed, or they became a means of redemption for a Muslim from entering Jahannam. Simply, what does this hadith mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that had you disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would have been mustahiq and deserving Jahannam. Allah out of his kindness, Allah out of his mercy, and that is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought in this chapter of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the vast mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah bestowed you, Allah guided you, Allah gave you iman, and now you got your reserved place in Jannah, and that place in Jahannam which you would have gone had you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has been taken up by those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand, make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.